Chief Lawrence Arnold of the Grimshaw Fire Department joins us on the line. Chief, thank you very much for joining us. Fire Prevention Week is the week of October the 9th through the 15th. First of all, I'll just get your comments on the fact that we need to prepare for Fire Prevention Week, especially since the weather is turning cooler.
Well, definitely. This week's, or this Fire Prevention Week's topic is Fire Won't Wait, Plan Your Escape. And it's very important. At 3 o'clock in the morning, if your smoke alarm goes off, you need, everybody in the family needs to know how to get out, where to go, and make sure everybody is out.
The importance of having escape plans, especially when it's cooler, how much is that stressed, especially when you, you know, you talk to families, you talk to the kids, how important is it?
It's very important. It literally can save your life. Your life and the lives of everybody that's in the house at the time. In the old days, we used to say a house would take 20, 30 minutes to become fully involved. This day and age, it's 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
So it's very, very critical.
Talk about staggering stats. Wow. But then again, you look on the other side of the coin, and I mentioned talking to the kids, especially in schools here, Chief. How much fun is it from your perspective to have the kids sort of re-educate the parents?
Well, it's a funny thing in fire prevention. We think the kids are, the school-age kids are the smartest ones when it comes to fire prevention. They get it from day one in school till probably about grade six. They finally start forgetting things. Us adults, let's be honest, you hear a smoke detector go off in a hotel, what's the first thing you do? Oh, really? You know, we're conditioned the other way, and if the kids know what to do, they're going to nag us to do it. So I think it's very important.
You mentioned the theme here, Chief, for this year is Fire Won't Wait, Plan Your Escape. How did that theme come to fruition?
Well, I'd love to say we came up with it, but no, we didn't. The National Fire Protection Association did it. They come up with a theme, normally in August it's released, and they're very topical, and it puts all of us fire departments concentrating on the same thing.
Is it important to make a checklist, say, if the unforeseen does happen? Or if the unforeseen, yeah?
It's very important. I mean, it could be as simple as, do you have somebody in the house that will need special help? And when you're building your escape plan, you've got to build that in. In an emergency like a fire, it's amazing what you forget. And it can be very sad down the road. So, yes, checklist incredibly important. The escape plan is vital.
Now, for me, I know I'm throwing a little bit of a personal twist into myself here, since I've got a 21-month-old at home. How stressed is that, or how much stress is put on that to make sure that everybody, not just yourself, is safe?
Yeah. And that's why your escape plan has all the exits from every room marked on it, so that if you're caught in an area where with your 21-month-old, you can know how to get out of there and get them out. The other thing is, in the sad event that you can't get to your 21-month-old, we need to know where they were, and so we can concentrate our rescue on that area.
Looking forward to Fire Prevention Week, and I guess specifically getting into the schools and re-educating everybody about it?
Yes, we are. We actually are lucky. We have our Grimshaw Public School kindergarten coming to visit us 2 days next week. So we'll be teaching them some fire safety stuff, showing them our trucks. It's always fun when the kids come down.
Chief Lawrence Arnold is with the Grimshaw Fire Department talking about Fire Prevention Week that's coming up October the 9th through the 15th. Mr. Arnold, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's everybody be safe.